the big issue at the moment is the weather. As you know, there's a storm brewing out there, and we're working closely with NOAA and the National Hurricane Center to determine, will it build into a storm and what path will it take. We're in constant contact with the National Hurricane Center and with NOAA and with others as we plan our activities. But right now we are having some delays as we prepare for the weather. The decision to whether we would open the cap back up in the event of a severe storm hasn't been made, and we don't have to make it yet. And the reason is that the vessels like this one that do the monitoring will be some of the very last vessels to leave. So we actually still have time before we have to make that decision.
I came up on this crest here, and last second I saw this car that was up on its side blocking the 1 and 2 lane. No lights, no nothing. Looked like it just got in a wreck or something. And the bus just hit it. Didn't even have time to hit his brakes. He just plowed right into it.
How did it look when it all happened, when the collision happened?
Like a bomb going off. Explosion. Just pieces and parts everywhere. He was going the speed limit. He was being safe. There's nothing he could have done to avoid it. Nothing at all. I'm still in shock. Just thinking about all the families and all the people that have perished. It's sad.
On this vote, the yeas are 411. The nays are 0. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House has just passed the extension to unemployment benefits, allowing the application for extensions to go on until November. They have just passed that, 272 to 152. Not a surprise there. As you know, this was passed in the Senate. There were some delays in doing that. It was always expected to pass in the House, but that means those checks that were held up are going to go through.
The president encouraged her to take a look at this job that she was offered by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, because the president thinks she has a lot to offer to this whole conversation, obviously.
Just had the conversation with the president, and was very, very good conversation. Well pleased with how it went. And he wanted me to know he's supportive.